Six bales of alfalfa and a half bag of cake ride the tailgate out to the pasture. The cows bunch into the corner of the fence, butts to the blowing snow. Wade jams the tranny into granny gear and jumps out. The old Ford staggers over frozen cow pies and wheezes along the feed line. He snaps the orange twine and spreads the flakes. A loner with a curled tail forsakes dinner. She lies down, gets back up, uneasy and restless. All the signs of calving and a month early. But who knew about this bunch of heifers his parents added to his grandfather's herd of steady Angus? Not tonight. No, not tonight. Please. He finishes feeding and swings the truck back around. The snow etches an opaque curtain, and he loses the isolated heifer. A black cow pie in the headlights sprouts a pair of legs and tries to rise. Wade hits the brakes hard. The engine croaks. Snowflakes eat at the newborn. There's no story of birth in the snow. No fluids. No hoof prints. No imprint. The mother could be 20 feet away, but all he sees are shreds of snow. Probably a first-time heifer. Some never know what to do. They'll just stand there, step on the baby, never mother up, even wander off. He's sure this one hasn't suckled or been licked. The hind legs are frozen to the ground. The crowbar becomes a precision tool in Wade's ham-sized fist. He gently pokes and pries the calf from the earth, easily scoops up the 80 pounds, and settles it inside the cab. Their eyes meet. Yep, this is life. Welcome. The old Ford fires back up without a prayer and crawls through the locust frenzy of flakes. Wade turns the heater up to high hissing and picks away the icy membrane and crusty mucus on the black and white face in his lap. He can't tell for sure which way he's going. His landmarks are gone. No fence line, no feed line, no herd, house, outbuildings, corrals, neighbor lights, or horizon to guide him. It's all just white gauze. He breaks. Maybe best to wait it out. Wisps of black appear and disappear with each smear of the windshield wipers. It's the feed line. He gets his bearings and steers for the barn. The headlights find the loner again. Wade inches the truck up to her rump. Her bag sprung. A nose and feet stick out. Wade clicks on the high beams. The calf has a purple tongue. Not a good sign. It's in distress, probably not getting enough oxygen. If the umbilical cord is twisted, it's a goner. He needs to get her on the jack and get the calf pulled right away. He smashes his fist on the steering wheel. I do not need this. Not tonight. Of all nights, not tonight. You can freeze until you're a rock for all I care.